begin. On Monday, this coming Monday, we'll have shiur, even though it's Labor Day, but we still have shiur. Okay? And then following Wednesday as well. Okay? And then there's Rosh Hashanah. There's going to be Monday, so with Rosh Hashanah we won't have shiur. Okay? But Tzom Gedalia, Wednesday we will have shiur. They will start 9:30. I mean, let's let everyone give everyone 5 minutes travel time extra to get in. Okay, so Tzom Gedalia will have shiur Wednesday, and then that following Monday, before Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur is what, Tuesday? Yeah. And so we'll have shiur that Monday as well. Because if we start missing all these shiurim, you know, say, oh, we'll take off for Labor Day, we'll take off so we'll keep all of them except for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we won't have shiur. I saw a vort last year, right before Rosh Hashanah. And I told somebody who was coming from Eretz Yisrael to collect for a koil reminded me, I told him over the vort, that it says Hayom, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Whenever it says Hayom, so the Chazal Darshan in the Zohar, Hayom's a Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayom is Rosh Hashanah, that we're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. So I have to see where I saw this for. It's not my word. I saw it someplace. So it's brought down. Pasuk Ma hafti sorasecha kol hayom hisichasi. That kol hayom Rosh Hashanah, meaning when Rosh Hashanah you're praying to Hashem on that day. So one of the main things you should daven for is you should be matzliach and learning through the year. So Ma hafti sorasecha kol hayom. Meaning the whole Hayom on Rosh Hashanah, Hisichasi, is what I'm davening to Hashem for. So especially people who are involved in learning, that should be definitely, we have other things as well that we pray for, somebody just called me up from just yesterday, reminded me that we said over this last year. I'll have to see who it's from. Okay. Okay, before we continue, somebody asked the Shaila within the Shitas HaRashba that you can't eat all three at once, so could you eat at least two at once? So I thought, Pashit, yes, because the whole idea is that as long as there's a Tliya, so if you want to eat two now and one later, you know, in the case where you have two McDonald's, one McDonald's, so you can eat two now and one later, that's what I thought is the Pashit Pshat. So Rabbi Tugman pointed out that the Poskim talk about it. Sorry, Tugman points out that Shach and Sifkat and Zion says Beferish, like what I thought, B'muskol Rishon, that it should be okay. But Tugman pointed out that the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuftes, Sif Chof, says not that way. So it at least quotes an opinion, quotes the Shach, and then says that it's not Mash McCain. That, as Rabbi Tuchman explained, the pshat is that it could be no, you could only eat one at a time, because when you eat one at a time, then the rove is always working in your favor. That you're not, at any given point, you're not eating the isser because you're never eating rove. So that's this. So that I was never omed on this machlokes haposkim. So I always thought it was pashut, but. So Rabbi Tugman pointed out that the Shach and Kuftas of Cotton Zion says what I thought, but the Aruch HaShulchan is Mitzadeh the other way. Kuftas Chaf in the Aruch HaShulchan is Mitzadeh the other way. Okay, so that's an important Hosafa within the Shitas HaRashba to be Omer. So I thank Rabbi Tugman and Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Okay. So an added shear that we had last time around was about B'inyan Chalav Bezmanenu, which is related to what we're talking about. Because there's some people, it was an article, like Rabbi Michal Zilberman pointed out, there was an article written in the Torah Journal about this, and Rav Shechter was more on this. So we'll see what the issue is about. What was the issue that someone more, Rav Shechter was more, and is that the question is like this. First of all, when we discussed the two types of rov, there's bittul barov and there's lina basarub. So bittul barov means that you have a piece of treif that fell into the taruvus. There's a taruvus there. Either yavish b'yavish or lach b'lach, but there's definitely dover iser that fell in. Either non-kosher milk and kosher milk, or it's mamish mixed together, or there's a one piece of meat from McDonald's that with two pieces of meat at McDonald's, so there you definitely had that piece of meat, the treif piece of meat. It's not physically, but we said it's in the mind. And then yesterday we discussed, you know, does it have to be at least within the same city, or, you know, in other words, pashup shot, I always used to say over that you can have one piece of meat in Florida, one piece of meat in Wyoming, and one piece of meat in Detroit, and as long as those three pieces of meat are in your suffix, because you bought one piece of meat, a treif piece of meat, a kosher piece of meat, and you sent it to different cities, and you forget which one was sent to where, and it's not nicker, so that's part of the suffix, even because it's chad b'trei batel, even though the trei could be in different cities. So Rabbi Togman pointed out that the Chelkas Yoav says maybe not that way, that maybe it has to be within the same city, l'chol apochus, to have chad b'trei batel, and then he bases it on a mission on Truma, you know, the case of Truma with from Orla, right, and the whole thing. So there's bittul barov, then there's azlina basaruba, which is the case of you have the nine kosher butcher stores and the one treif butcher store, and then you find a piece of meat in the street. So then you could eat that piece of meat in the street, because the rov is of the rov is saying that that it's that it's from kosher, because there are nine kosher butcher stores. That's Azlin Bas Ruba. But that's called a Ruba de Issa Kamon, because the rov is in front of me. There's nine kosher stores and one treif store. Then there's a concept called a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. Ruba de Leisa Kamon is a statistical rov that, say, for example, I eat a piece of, I checked an animal, right? So, when you check the animal, so who says that, who says the animal is kosher? Maybe it's treif. No one checks, you know, all the treifus in an animal. No one. Because ein ladover sof, you'll come out with one kosher animal per month, you know, and you're going to trade every possibility. So we only check the ones that are more probable to, and what about the other ones? So the other ones, we say there's a rove, a statistical rove in the world that they don't happen, so we don't have to check for them. And and that's called the Ruba de Leisa Kamon. Because it's not in front of me, it's not like the nine kosher butcher stores that are right here in the town. Here it's a statistical rove. So the question at hand with the Cholav Bezmanenu is that there are a lot of animals that have treif, that are treif, but it's not, obviously the rove is still kosher. So if you have an animal, so you could assume it's from the roaf. It's from the roaf. Any given animal is definitely from the roaf. But say the statistics here, Michael Zilberman in his Sefer wrote this up on page Tov Lev. Well, so say you have a certain percentage of treifas in the world, right? And it's not enough. So when you have your carton of milk, right? So you're not just getting a milk from one cow. You're getting, because they pool all the milk together. They pool all the milk together from a whole bunch. They milk many cows in this particular plant. So you're getting milk, which is a pool of, so say for argument's sake, there's 80% of the milk, 80% of the animals are kosher and 20% are not. So you still have a roav, but now, so each time you milk, so you can drink it, because it's, if you have one cow in front of you, you have the right to assume that that's the kosher cow. That's from the 80%. But say, for example, now you're pooling a lot of different cows together, right? So do we say that every cow that you milk also comes from the kosher? Or do you have to say, no, since you're making a pool from many different cows, then in the end of the day, you have to say that my milk, which is a pool from many cows, has the same amount of milk, kosher milk, than whatever the percentage of kosher milk is in the whole locale. So I have to assume that maybe only 80% is what is in my milk. I have 80% that's, say, kosher, and 20% that's not kosher. I still have a roav, but do I have shishim? No, then I don't have shishim. So that's the question that Rav Shachter raised. If that's the case, so maybe you don't have shishim now. The counter argument is to say no. You don't look at the statistical roav here. In other words, every time you milked the cow, you took one cow from the tarovus. The tarovus is all the cows in the world, because all the cows in the world are besafik of if they're treif or not, or all the cows in my locale. Yeah. And I have a right to assume that cow came from the what? From the kosher, because 80% of the cows in this area are kosher. So even though in the end of it, and I don't assume that it's 80% in the milk is kosher milk and 20% is treif. I assume 100% is kosher. That's the halacha. 100% is kosher, not 80% versus 20%. No bittel barov. Listen carefully. In other words, I take one cow at a time, I milk, and I put it into the vat. Take another cow, I milk, put it in. Right? So each time I have a right to assume that the cow was kosher, because most cows are kosher. 1 second. So I have a right to assume that it's kosher. Bittel barov means that I know for sure there was something treif that fell in. And now the question is, do I have roav, do I have shishim, etc.? But here, I don't have any reason to assume anything that was non-kosher fell in. Because even though, say, in New York City, say it's 80-20, right? Let's assume. So where this milking place is, it's 80-20. But I have a right to assume that the cows that I took, oh, each one came from the rove. So, in other words, bittul berov means I know for sure trey fell in, and now it's bottle. But 80-20, but azlina basaruba, I have a right to assume that I got only kosher. So it's not bittul, I don't need bottle berov. I need azlina basaruba to paskin up that it's kosher, and now mela, it's good.
So based on what we're saying, you wouldn't even need to throw out 20% of the milk.
Right, you need the whole, drink the whole, guzzle it down. Guzzle it down. Right? So those, now, Ike?
The cows are not individually going to milk into the same container, like by machine or whatever, and never comes out into one bucket, into the town, that bucket.
Right. The word is like this. Any milk, whatever my farm is, I don't have all the cows in the world there, right? So any cow that I took to be in my team, in my farm, is also, busted a rove of cows from the greater locale. Right. No, but the cow, we're passing on the cow. Is the cow kosher? Because the milk is only a question based on the cow.
Is it
treif or not? So this is the... this is the discussion. So if you say that whenever you make a conglomeration, then you have to shots up. What's the statistics of the whole thing? So then, if you don't have, if the statistics are not shishim, then you have to assume that in your milk there's treif, it's batel berov, but it's not batel b'shishim. But if you say no, I don't have a right, I don't need to assume that, because there's lean and basaruba on every single cow, and memela, it's okay. So Rabbi Michael Zilberman, in his Sefer Tov Lev on page 9, he quotes here Rabbi Shachter from Chof Ches Kislev, Tovshin Sabach Zayin, on the page 9, second line on the left side. Mikol mokum lachashem arvim yachad kol acholav mikol aperis harol bor hadovish ein shama shishim b'cholav mutu nega cholav yisur ki ishlan ruba delesa kamon she ben kama alfei parus yubivadei kol kach treifus kifi ha'ochuz hanal u'mashayich lomar shekvar pasachno kol parv v'nayasu shena treifa lo ke'es lachashin itzarev kol acholav b'yachad yishlan yediya Mikol Rubit Rachel statistical Hanal, she is Ochos Msuyim Shalbema, she is Lemtevishal Sirchas Araya. She is Lefani Isra Mur of Beheter. So therefore, once, in other words, if you have one para, if I know I have one animal in my farm, and then all I do is milk this one animal, so then this one animal is not a conglomeration. It's one animal, it says Lina Basaruba, fine. But if you have a mixture, so then you have to shots up what's the statistics of, because basically you're working based on a rove, and the rove is say 80-20, whatever it is, but if you're making a mixture, then you, Rabbi Shachter is assuming, you have to assume then therefore in my milk it's 80-20, and therefore if it's a rove but it's not shishim, it would be also midrabanan. That's what he's writing here. Rabbi Michael Zilman quoting in the Sefer Tov Lev from Rabbi Shechter from a letter of Chof Ches Kislev Tovshin Samach Zayin.
The statistics you use are from where the cows come from or from the entire world?
Say from where they're getting the cows from. I mean,
they seem to say it was from the entire world. So right. Everything later says,
So let's assume these facts. That these facts are the facts. Okay, I'm not even going there that way. Then when you're making a conglomeration, you have to therefore step back now and say, well, this is Aslin Basaruba, but now the rove is only as good as where it came from, and where it came from is an 80-20. So the same thing over here. And this, as Rabbi Zilman pointed out, this fellow Rav Gavriel Yehuda Ilowitz, in his article here in Koveis Beisarim v'Yisrael, he's more of this as well. He says, he quotes, it's between 20% and 30%. He starts in the article on page 11, Koveis Beisarim v'Yisrael, and so he's more rare. That it could be an issue. We have to see if he's saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Sheff or something a little bit different. I don't know. We have to see. Okay, but that's the Harav Hagoyin.
I guess Rabbi Sheff, the Rabbi Zilman, and talks about that each cow is supposed to pay off, right? Every time I take it, I'm assuming that's part of the road, that's kosher, so it's good to go. Is it?
But now when you're adding
all of them
together, so the assumption is you can't be any better than what? Than where it came from. The other tzad, which I'll show you now.
But do we say bifna atmo every single time, meaning as if it came from one village and I only have one cow, or what is it?
Well, your cow is coming from the rove,
right?
So it's kosher. But now you're having, say, in my container comes from 1,000 cows,
right,
that were mixed together. So from 1,000 cows, so it's rove, but it's only an 80% rove.
Right,
so.
Right.
It's only 70% rove. So then I don't have shishim. So then I have to assume that in my that was the taina that Rabbi Shachter was presenting over here. However, the counter taina is that no, that's not true. The counter taina is that it's every time you milk, you assume it's coming from the rove, and then you have a right to assume you have 100% kosher. Because why? Because it's not like, we'll see. Rav Asher Weiss says this way, Rav Zalman Lechemia has like this. That you see, it's very different than a real taruvus of, you see, this is rove is based on Aslin and Basaruba. That's what it starts. Then it becomes a taruvus. But it starts with Aslin and Basaruba. But say, for example, you know for sure you put a non-kosher food came into the mixture. So then for sure there's non-kosher. So then it could be bottle. But then there's a concept of chozer v'neir, right? If you keep pouring, then so even though it was bottle, but at the end of the day, now there's gonna be ending up more treif than kosher, right? But there, as Rav Asher Weiss is gonna point out momentarily, you know for sure that there was non kosher that came in, so then you could speak about chozer v'neir. But here, mehechi teisi, maybe the din of, in other words, maybe I have a right to assume, maybe the Torah is telling me I have a right to assume that what? That everything I got was from the rove. Because you got to realize, I didn't get all the milk in the world. So maybe I have a right to assume that 80-20 and milk in my carton is all from the 80.
Is that another svara, or that's the reason they say milk? In other words, maybe
the whole concept. In other words, I'll show you inside in Rav Zalman Chemia and Rav Asher Weiss momentarily. Rav Zalman Chemia gives a mashal. We'll see who gave the mashal. You know, this then applies to people as well. What? Rav Asher Weiss gives the mashal? I think Rav Zalman Chemia maybe also, no? Maybe not. Okay. We'll see in a second. But this is the mashal, and we'll see who gives it. Every day, somebody delivers a baby to my doorstep. An unidentified baby. And I don't know whether he's a Jew or not. So I take it in. Baby. I raise it. And it's Ir Sheruba Yisrael. 80-20. 80% Jews, 20% Goyim. So now we have a Ir Sheruba Yisrael. So I have 10 of these little babies. Each one I raised Jewish because it was Azlina Basaruba. And now they're all 13 years old, and I want to go on a little hike or some Shabbaton. Say. Shabbaton, let's have a Shabbaton. I'll take all these boys together on a Shabbaton, and we'll have Kriya Satora and this and that. So Rav Asher Weiss says this. He says, according to Rav Schechter, Mahalach, so no, you can't. You have to assume that only you don't have a minion. Only eight really, eight of these boys are really. Each one had a right to assume is Jewish, but if you put them all together, now we're making a minion. So I only eight of them. I have to assume that only eight are Jewish, and two are Goyim, even though they're all, you know, going to yeshiva and they're all, you know. So he thought. So as Rabbi Tuchman said to me 2 years ago, he said, so they'll say, Rabbi Shachtu said, in a chadami. It's tam staber to think that should be the case. But, one second. But, so Rav Asher Weiss, here, we'll see inside, and Rav Zalman Chemia, Rav Asher Weiss here is on page 25. Minchas Osher, Parshas Mishpatim, on Rome. He says, "Shall the daiti bedorim rasha oru lachrona binyan kashrus acholov?" Right, the same treifus lepachas. Right. So he says, "Anias daiti and say kolad muhuma azu betaos yisoda." He thinks the whole thing is a taos. The yisoda taos masha chlifu bein din torah lachar rabim latos lamadoi has statistica. So he thinks that statistics and acharei rabim latos is two different things. Here he writes, Haga ba'atzmacha. Fourth column, first word, on the left side. Haga ba'atzmacha. Teisha chanuyos mochers boso shkuta vachas nevela v'nimtsu esech hatichas boso v'neim. Right, say in other words, I got 10 pieces of meat in the street. And now I want to make a party. I got 10 pieces of meat in the street. And each one I was able to paskin kosher, so now I'm going to make a big meal. And I'll cook all the meat together in a pot. So again, so he thinks it's pashut that should be voted. So as Rabbi Tuchman said, it's not a riot. It's just the other side will say back in the chanami. It's awesome. But so we'll see. So, and the same thing with B'meshach Hashanim Nimtzu Be'ir Asar Yiladim. He had 10 little kids that we raised. 10 little babies were put in front of my door in the last month. And I raised them all Jewish because I was leading Basarullah. And so V'chilo Ucha U'tzarfim Kula M'minyan Asara. So again, it's not as Rabbi Tachlis said to me, it's not a riot, it's just saying, you know, are you talking? So are you talking? It's not, so they'll say in a Kadami. The Shrech will say back.
Was Zinabas only on one thing?
What?
Was Zinabas Rubas only on one thing and then anytime?
Right, in other words, but once you have a conglomeration, so then you have to go back to the road. In other words, your koyach is mikoyach harof. Your koyach is mikoyach harof. So then you have to say that I'm no greater than the rove. So, and the rove is 80% rove, so then my conglomeration is also an 80% rove. But the pashtus is no. As Rav Asher Weiss points out, the pashtus is no. I'm better than the 80% rove. I'm coming mikoch at 80% rove, but I have a right to assume that all my 10 are from that 80%. And I don't, I'm better than the 80%. In other words, I'm yofer koach haben mikoach haav. Oh, so he writes. Oh, but again, this is, and he says like this. We'll see in a second. One second. Then he writes, that the din of Chozer V'Neir, in other words, we do have a concept of Chozer V'Neir, that you follow the actual Metzius. So he writes, let's find that line, that's only what? Here, right here on page... the Ein Zeh Inyan Klal on the page 26, the second line on the first column. He said, "The Ein Zeh Inyan Klal Uklal Adin Chozev Neir, the Sham Meduber Bevitol Barov. For Omek Svaras Chozev Neir, who the Heter Bevitol Barov, who Heter Nimshach. In other words, by Bevitol Barov, see over there, for sure something Trey fell in." So you can't say you're pristine. For sure, something tray fell in, and it got bottled. But then, woof, tray falls in. And after, so it's bottled again. But, b'mshol chayoyvel, it's gonna, you're gonna end up having more tray than kosher, so that's the concept of chozer v'neir. But by azlin b'saruba, you have a right to assume that no tray ever fell in. You didn't have any tray. So on one hand, it's a better heter in terms of I have a right to assume that it's all coming from, even if you want to say like Rav Shimon Shkop, that says that if in the end it's found out that it's treif, then you got to klop, you need kapara. But that's only if you end the found out strafe. But Kolzman, you didn't, you have a right to assume that it's pristine. Not 80-20, pristine. The library just got a new copy of the Shari Yosher, new edition. It just got, this came this week. Just for those that are interested. One second. Now, but till then, one second. Till now we're saying svara is a hair, you say is this far, you say that's far, you know. So now we have to see, is there makaris on this? You know, yeah, Ike wants to say something.
According to the Rashba, when we have a real distal, we still say we should also rely upon that, if you're going to cook them together, your body eating Thomas on a little bit, which is clearly a worse mirror. The Rashba's kasha, could I take all nine pieces and not cook together?
Of Because of no. Because over there you had a Vada Yisr. Here you didn't have a Vada Yisr. Here I have a right to assume that everything I got on my plate, everything in my milk carton, is from the 80. On the case of the Rashba, in the case of the Rashba, it's Vada Yisr there. Right, but if you know them for sure.
Here, if I'm all together, I can't say I'm probably not getting it. I know the 10% chance I have 10 pieces.
You don't have all the
counts for them. Right, I understand, but I have 10 house that chef, the 10 stores, one is my grocery, 10% of them is my grocery, and I group them all together. So I can't say, sorry, I'm probably getting the group that's not next grocery. That's like.
Why? That's the din. Right. That's the din of. Right, the case of the Rashba. That's. What? Yeah, but that's what the Torah is telling you. You have a right to assume that it's all coming from there. In the case of the of Bittel Barov, you can't say that because the Metzius is the Vaday, the strafe in there. So then, but let's see. Well, so Rosh Weiss points out that he thinks that it's a Beferish Gemara. It's a Beferish Gemara that you don't say this idea of the statistics based on the Gemara in Zvachim and Ayin Gimel Amid Beis with Rashi's interpretation. So let's see the Gemara. Well, let's start in the. Yeah, take a look. Take a look on page 1. Ayin Aleph on the base. Kol hazvachim shenisavu behem chatos hamesus oshor haniskal afilu echad biribo yamusu kulam. Right, so if you have a taruvus of animals, so certain things are not going to be batel, even one in a thousand, whatever, 1 in 10,000. So the Gemara then continues on here. So in other words, so something iser animal came back into the corral with the kosher animals. So now look on page 2 on Gimel Amud Aleph. Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Ravashi Yomar Filu Teber Rabbanan Bal Chai Chashiv Velo Betelik. So, right, balichayim achashiv v'lo b'teili, so it's not going to be batal. So then the Gemara says, v'nimshach v'nikrav chad minayu, v'neim akol deporish miruba porish. So why don't we take one from, because we have one animal that's osir, that came into the kosher one. So let's take one out. So the Gemara says, you can't take one out. You see, Bez Hashem, you should be here in June, and I'll tell you what we'll discuss Hilchas Kavua. But the din of Kol Deparish Meruba Parish is only if I find meat in the street. But say I go into the 9 kosher butchers in the neighborhood, 1 treif, and I go. Sometimes I go. Usually I go to the kosher butcher to get kosher meat. But every once in a while, achveis, I do my neighbor. He's a goy. I do him a toiva, and I pick up in the treif. And assuming they all look the same, which is highly not usually usual, but assume. So I went into the store, and I just forgot today, did I go to the kosher store today, or did I go to the treif store and have one piece of meat? So there, the halacha is that what? Osir. even though it's the same percentage, because the latest hasafik is in the mokum kavua. So that's the concept of kol kavua kemechza mechza dam. Okay, in other words, the concept of kol deporish is the latest hasafik is when you found the meat in the street. Your relationship with the meat started in the street. But if your relationship in the meat started in the mokum kavua, then they're not. So you can't just take one animal out from the... That's like taking an animal from the store. So the Gemara says, you're right, you can't do that. So the Gemara says, because if not, it's going to be kavua. Then what did you gain? They call kavua's kemechza mechza doni. In other words, kavua means that even though I have a 90% rove, I view it 50-50. Ella nichbashinu denaydi. In other words, I'll cause the animal to leave. I'll sing a niggin, and he'll come out. One animal like my niggin, and they'll come out to me. So, and then I'll meet him in the street, or outside the nichbashinu denaydi. The name of the called the parish, Meruba parish. So why don't we do that? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Zeira Shema Yavo Yud Kohanim Bevasachas V'Karvu. Because we're afraid look in Rashi, Kasalta Daitach, the third line, Hash the Chai Shel Shema Achashi Kochem Echad Echad Ad Shish Chatu Yud Heim Rov Yavo Yud Kohanim V'Yizuku Demeim Yaktirei Moreim Ke'echad. Because we're afraid that this will be done 10 by 10 different Kohanim will they'll do this and we'll have, in other words, we'll do it each time, and now in other words, the whole thing is going to be you're going to do it so you don't really have a rove anymore, because in other words, you're going to take it echad echad. You know, in other words, you're going to take each one out and say meruba parish, but then the ten kohanim is going to zorik the dam levas achas. So there, at that point, you can't say Azlina Basaruba, because now Vada is something is just happening. So that sounds like, you know, you follow the statistics, you follow the reality. Because, so then the Gemara asks the Kasha on that. Elemeata Megisa Asira Rashi. In other words, if we took each one, and each one is Liam Bozaruba, right? And now we have a pool of blood. In other words, so you mean to tell me I can't be Zorik that pool of blood? Right? Of course you can. It's a bitmir. So therefore the Gemara says, the Mishani, the reason why we don't do it is another chashash. El amarava mishum el meyat migus asur mishum shema. So you have to say mishum shema yovo yud kohanim bevasachas v'yichu v'yichu. So then you have to say no, maybe we're choshesh that you kohanim are going to take it bevasachas, so then betocha taruv zekem druba nazbi ki hadadi ikel meichas tisur beruba isa. So it's not going to never come in harov, because they're each taking it bevasachas. But Rav Asher Weiss points out, you see from here that the Gemara entertained this question, and the Gemara was makshe on this.
I didn't understand how the Gemara's answer about the Ten Kohanim, like what you said, is different from the first thing which we're rejecting.
In other words, the first thing we're saying is that each one was taken at a separate time. Each time was taken at a separate time. But then when they put it on the Mizbeach, it's going to be Ka'achas. So the Gemara says, maybe we don't do that because that'll be a problem. But then the Gemara says, if that's a problem, so then even if you didn't zorek it the first time, even if they just got mixed in the pan, all the bloods got mixed together, so now you have the issa there, which is not, so you can't say that it's coming from the heter, because now the issa's vaday there, and that can't be. That's the why not. So Rav Asher says why not, because that's the concept of once you paskin the rov, then that's it. So that's what he writes. Rav Asher writes. Take a look on page 26. So he writes for Avshar Kol Hanal Poshetu. Because even though he thinks, till now you say your svara, I say my svara hair, svara hin, you know, we all svara each other out. But he says he still thinks his svara is the correct svara. But there's a gemara beforeish and zvachim. The hikshu sham the gabi zvachim shenitharvu v'nechreshinu denaydi. And name called the parish meruba parish. I'm a rav gzeir shemo viud kohanim rach sachas v'yikrevu. Whereas if you're afraid that once you had the kol de parish, now the kohanim are going to be zorek b'vas achas, and now you're going to have v'vaday iser at that time, so then forget them being zorek b'vas achas. Even if it's got mixed up, all these kol de parishes that you did, right, are now in the megisa. Ayn Sham Barashi, the Salkadayat Amachshe, the Iskavin Lachu Shem Malachar, Shekvar Hutor, Mishim called the Parish, Im Yudah Kolayim Yikhu, Vivas Achas, Shuv Leke called the Parish, Vishuv Nesar, Kamashman came in the Kvar Hutru, Ainam Chosrim Lisuram, Phil Imichu Kulam Vivas Achas, Vishuv Leke Rov. Because if you don't say like that, he means Yikhu, I think he means Yizruku. Yikhu means to put on the Mazach. Dim Lokain, because if you don't say like that, Megisa Asura. If anyone wants to say another idea, that Tina Kanimtsa B'Mokam Sherov Yisrael Dinuk Yisrael Chor Havalei Ladun Rak Lefi Rov Hanoshim Marus Laholid in Benos Yisrael Hema Malon Lasarif Zikne Ha'ir Alkein Ein Anudonim Klal B'Midas Ha'is. Now, this is not a statistical thing. If it's really that you're supposed to follow statistics, then you really should have to follow how many women. Okay, you could say that most probably if the Rov Yisrael, then the assumption is that there'll be Rov women who are royal holy also. Okay, I don't know if it's so. So, Bekitzer Advarim, so we have these two Mahalchim of how to, in other words, you say a concept of when Azalina Basaruba, once you have your. Once you mix them together, do you say, you know, you can't be better than the ben can't be better than the av? Well, the ben is better than the av, meaning the milk is better than the where it came from. And that's what, so that's, Shakta thought it has to be the same as where it came from. And Rav Asher said, no, he thinks that it's so the Maisa, the Minig Olam is to be Mekel on this, so. They're assuming that you go basa ruba, and even though it's mixed in, yeah. What's your first name here?
Daniel.
Sachs, right.
So if we hold the zina basa ruba according to Rav Asher Weiss, is it safe to say that in all countries pretty much that we could drink the milk, we make more than that by Rav Asher Weiss's
shot? Make or for what? Rav Shacht was saying, therefore, any bottle of milk has a problem.
Unless you own a cow and you milk.
Unless you have one cow. But if you don't have one cow, and the minhag olam is to be mekel, as we know. So then, because then that's the svara. The svara is hazlin and basaruba, and you're better than the percent because you're not dealing with the whole thing. So you have a right to assume that there's no vaday. There's never a vaday treif that ever fell into your mixture.
But in the Gemara in Tzvachim, isn't that you were talking about a case where you didn't know that there's iser at all? In this case, you know that there's iser. In other words, you know that the short nistal got mixed in. We're trying to say that there's a chilek because in the case of you never knew that there was any. You could always say.
So it's even better, you're saying.
Yeah, but here we know vada that it was existing. So
and yet.
So how's it really dome that?
No, but we know what the statistics are.
Well, even better.
It's better. Yeah, noch besser. So it makes it even better. What are you saying?
Why?
Because. We're saying madach over there. Still, they say that it's going to be mutter, and you don't follow statistics. So kavachomer, when we have a right to assume, that's what Rabbi Tachman said.
Daniel's question: meaning he was saying he could drink milk everywhere else?
Yeah, we're not talking about Daniel. We're not talking about the question of Rav Moshe's kula that there's. There could be all the questions about drinking, as Rabbi Tachman, I think, is saying, is in other countries you have to make sure that they have the same government rules, because then there's a stamadin that you're not allowed to drink milk if Ein Yisrael Roeyu. This is the din of Chol Yisrael. It's just Rav Moshe Feinstein came up with this kula that if you have government rules, so that's Kilu, you have Yisrael Roeyu. Which not everyone accepted, but if you don't even have that, then you violate the Yisid Rabbanan of eating milk, drinking milk, but with not ailing yourself away. But that's a separate issue. B'chlal, we're talking about just we know all the even Yisrael Roeil.
Even if you assume who's going to go after the Bittel, this is still at least trade their abundant anyway. Something not trade for in terms of terms that are 20%, and it's the road, the rice is fine.
Yeah, this is definitely the whole issue here is that they're abundant issue.
It's more than one of them, right? It's like trace fagels that are abundant on a topic that means how you pass them in the middle of the road is first place.
He's saying that the worst case scenario.
This one shouldn't even happen because it should be mother.
He's saying, what worst case scenario, Michael is saying, is that you don't have shisha. But he's saying, so it's a suffix. So the Rav Shach, right, so Rav Shach would say back, no, this is called like a vadai. So it's not.
See, you're talking about aren't a vadai, they're trading in the first place.
Vadai percentage for the world, who is us at the moment. Meaning, you didn't kill every animal in the world. Meaning, you have some random sample.
Right. Okay, this is all assuming that the statistics are, okay, but. In other words, I wasn't even going in that direction to try to go to a bucky and see what the statistics are. Now, maniach that this is the case. In other words, I'm not trying to disprove the reality of what this Rav Asher Weiss's piece is a halachic piece. He's not trying to say, okay, no, you got the wrong facts. And that would require a separate. Thing to try to figure out what the reality is exactly and not exactly, but it's clear that the minhag olam is to drink milk, and And the pashtus is that's would be mutter, like Rav Asher Weiss thought it. He thought that it's not even because it's lina basaruba, even though the statistics might indicate that in any conglomeration you only have an 80% rov, but I have a right to assume that all my milk came from the 80%, so my milk is pristine. But like Rav Shimon Shkopfel says, but if somehow we could find out that the milk that you had did not, then you need kapara. When something tray falls into the mixture, like the McDonald's McDonald's case, I'm vada eating treif. It's not even a suffix. I'm vada eating treif. And yet, it's mutter.
Is the story you wrote for Shmuel
Shkop,
is that like such a...
I'm not saying,
like you hold at the end, you hold like the rush. And the rush holds...
Yeah, maybe you could say different than Shmuel Shkop. Right. So I was waiting to see in this new... I didn't have time. I was waiting to see... In the new Rav Shimon Shkops, maybe they'll put a footnote of maybe it's a machronim argue. It's not right. In other words, maybe you could challenge the whole Rav Shimon Shkops. I'm saying this with even Rav Shimon Shkops, who makes the Hazlim Bazaruba a little bit weaker.
I'm saying even Rav Shimon Shkops, it seems to me the Rash was the right. Would he say that according to the Rush?
He's talking about Azlin and Basaruba.
But
Bibel Rov is different. Bibel Rov, he's saying it according to every. I mean, because the Rush is even better.
In other words, he's
being makel within Bittel. Because there it's not a question of kapara, because it's about that. We know that this treif and afal pikein, it's mutter.
So you're saying Azlinan is.
The question is in Azlinon,
right.
If you find out that it's...
So is that...
I don't know. I guess when I first saw it, I liked it, and it stuck in with me. I'm always willing to revisit things, you know, But I like the Reb Shimon Shkop. I like the Reb Shimon Shkop. Reb Shimon Shkop taught here in Yeshiva University many years ago. And he was... He had a grandson who taught in Stern College, right? Rav Shkop. You know, so he was he was from the Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas, Rav Shimon Shkop. There's a Ramah also in Pei Aleph. Dagvinas shenosu michol of behema v'nintza treifa. There is, you made cheese from milk, and then they found you have a bunch of animals, and you milked one of them. Dagvinas shenosu michol of behema v'nintza treifa. So he says, "Im hoisa be'eder im behemus acheres v'sarav chalva chel v'acheres holchim ba'achar shir shishim." So if there are others, so you need shishim. You need shishim. In other words, you don't know is the milk that I made my cheese did it come from the treifa animal or not. So if I have 60. Can I get that? Say I have 61 animals and 60 kosher, so then it's okay. Hagav, imei shishim behemus be'ediv lo yadina bevadei shecholav menat treifahi yosim yecholav achas ha'acheres amina mistama di'ika shishim umuta. So he says, the Ramah says, if you have 60 animals, and then lo yadina bevadei shecholav menat treifah, and you found one treif, but you don't know for sure which the milk that you got, where is it from. Amina mistama diga shishim umutter. The Tavkish and a sarv chalav. I'm sarv, yeah. So there, so what did you see from there? Yeah, take a look at page 9, what he writes here, Rabbi Zilberman. Ulamer, a mosh, a pasuk, bottom of the left side of page 9. A mosh, a pasuk. The isiv hete aruch, nirash, yesh lismach al rola fil neged statistica. It's not also an isiv hezim. Yesh yesh behemas be'edah, v'nimtza echad behem trefa. Hagvinus mutaris. Afal pisha dayin lo badaknu acheres. The chazakas shares it. Right? That's what the Isav Heta says. Because of Ramah, v'nei shishim behemas be'edu v'lo yadinam bevadei shachalav min ha-trefi, yosef chalav achas acheres, amin mustama di'ika shishim umutar. Right? That's a Isav Heta Ramah, dim osu gvinus mechalav shenechla mishishim Shishim v'achas paros, shuv shachtu achas min haparos v'nimtza treifa, mutar lechol hagvinas b'livid l'chshar paros l'haniach shishim v'neged eser, v'av sheyesh miyut ha-matzoi shal behemus im treifas ha-reya, v'kol mokom, kol zman shen yidi berur yesh lismoch al harov shal kol behemul l'hachshir kol hagvinas. So he says that even though you know, you found one, so you now you say you have shishim. So do you have to check? Maybe I don't have shishim. So he says you have a right to assume that it's okay. You have a right to assume it's okay. So even though you found one vade trefa, so one, you still have shishim keneged. But if they're more, then you won't necessarily have shishim. So do you have to check the rest. So he's saying, no, even though it's a mir hamotzoi, so the statistics might indicate that you don't have shishim.
Mir hamotzoi is you know
the mir? Mir hamotzoi means that there's, some say, a 10%. So if I have a mir hamotzoi that there's trefa, then I have one vada. Say I have 61 cows, right? And I milked one of them, say. Okay? I don't know which one. And now I found trefa in one. So now I say, oh, I lucked out. I still have 60 keneged. Yeah, but maybe you should do a little more investigation. Because there's a mir hamotzoi of trefas, say 10%. So that means there's probably another good 6 of those leftovers that also treif. So then there maybe there's 7. Now you only maybe have 7.
It could be an inaccurate sample size. It doesn't matter.
Why would it be an inaccurate sample size?
You took one from your sample. Maybe there's more.
Well, here, did he just take from one, or he...
60. And the assumption is that just like there's 1 in 60 that are treif, there's still 1 in 60 that are...
Right. So therefore, he doesn't have. He might not have a statistical rove without mechuyev to love begin is fine. Because in the ones that you didn't check yet, there's a mir hamotzoi in the world of treifas hareya.
Yeah, but we don't know what that number is. Maybe it's 1 in 60, 1 in 61.
And but that's why we check. We check the reya because it's a mir hamotzoi. So that means if I have 61 and one is treif, then good chance that there's more treif in the remainder.
Because it needs to have the numbers. I need to know, well, is a certain percentage, a certain, like, it maybe it's 1 in 61, and this is that one. So I looked at.
No, but say the post can say that B'digas Hareya is a Chiev because there's Mir HaMotzoi. In other words, the other things that an aren't in mir hamotzoi, you don't have to check for them. So why shouldn't you at least have to check the other ones to see that if you really have shishim? So you're saying, well, you don't have to check, right? Because you can follow rov. But statistically, most probably, there are going to be even more treif. And once there's some more treifus in the other ones, then you lost your shishim.
So why is it taloi on me finding that one treif? Let's say I don't have a treif. Let's say I just have 60 cows, and I'm milking them. So we'll just say that. Stam
right,
cows.
Stam
60 cows, I'm milking them. Shouldn't I be choshish that me and Hamotzi is a treif?
Right. Maybe in a okay. Okay, think about it some more. Okay, I think we said enough for today. So this is the discussion, but this is the thing that's... So clearly the minhag olam is to be makel in this, and Rosh Hashanah explains what he thinks is the reason that we're makel on this decision. And the Shakta has the other approach. Okay, one second.